Well, it's 5:27 South African time on this early Saturday, beautiful cold morning, the 12th of Dhulqa'dah, 13th of Dhulqa'dah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansari International. Let's welcome the listeners of Barakah Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم on Arafat. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Dhulqa'dah 1444. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, today we focus on the 26th surah chapter of the Noble Quran, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses 171 to 175. Thus far, we are discussing about Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. His Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran. It means to fix up men's things. And he was sent to a gay community, and Almighty Allah punished them, as we will learn now. And Almighty Allah rescued Nabi Lut alayhi salam and those who followed him. Yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah taught us a dua and supplication. Each one of us should read this, teach our children and progeny as well. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Ya Allah, protect us, save us, rescue us, wa ahli, our family members, our progeny, mimma ya'malun, whatever they are perpetrating and doing. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And we have rescued them. Almighty Allah stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty. Therefore, the royal pronoun, we, and those who followed him, ajma'in, all of them, and those people who are indulging in this crime, obviously they were punished, and إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. And except the old lady, she was also from those who stayed behind and was punished. Now here we need to understand two things. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, and Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. Remember, their wives were non-Muslims. At that time, to get married to a non-Muslim was permissible. And Almighty Allah speaks about it in the Noble Quran. And they dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever, because they died in that condition. And Almighty Allah speaks of this in chapter 66, Surah At-Tahrim, and verse number 10. Chapter 66, verse number 10. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. The wife of Noah, so her name was Wa'ila, Wata'in. And the wife of Lut alayhi salam, so her name was Wa'ila, Wata'ha. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, has mentioned this in Tanwirul Adhan. So we're speaking about Wa'ila now. So remember that Almighty Allah punished them. Night time, Allah Ta'ala instructed Nabi Lut alayhi salam, you must leave for Asri bi Ahalik. And they, the people who will remain behind in the early part of the morning, they'll be punished. Alaysa subhu biqareeb. And when the punishment came, Jibreel alayhi salam was commanded that pick that piece of land up and smash it to the ground. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. This is ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran Sharif. Even today I've been there 5 times with the help and mercy of Allah to occupy Palestine. So you go and see the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Musawwamatan inda rabbik. Then it rained upon them. Not water, it rained stones and brimstones upon them, and their names were written there. So that is how she also was punished. But the Bible says that she looked at the back and so forth, and she turned into a pillar of salt and so forth. The Quran Sharif, the Sunnah, does not teach us that, but it teaches us what happened to her was what happened to the gay brigade as well. ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Thereafter, we crushed دَمَّرْنَا. And we crushed the others, the gay community and society. Today you will see they speak of reduction in the world population. And this is one of the multi reasons why they promote, remember, LGBT. You have gay, there will be no reproduction, no children will come. You have lesbian, there'll be no children coming. You have transgender, there'll be no children coming. So therefore, the satanic societies and the satanic politicians and governments, remember, they promote this ideology because they speak about the population is growing so much. Totally unnatural. And the death penalty is applied, remember, in Islam for this. وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. When you speak of matar, it means rain normally. So yeah, in this text and context, وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. It rained upon them, the stones and the brimstones with their names inscribed on it as well. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. And remember that this matar and this rain, it was terrible, horrible for those who were warned many a time, but they would not listen. They were too arrogant, like today. So Maulana read and told us about Al-Khabithatu Lil-Khabithin, chapter 24, verse 26. So remember that people who are immoral, they will go to those people who are immoral. Therefore, all forms of sodomy are totally haram, whether it's husband-wife, whether it is elder and junior, like you find in the church, the priests are busy with the students, Allah forbid, or whether it's male-to-male who are sane and mature, all haram. And when it is consenting adults, then it is the death penalty in Islam. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. Verily there are signs in that, but still humanity will not listen. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Majority of them will not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider, he is indeed very, very powerful and very, very merciful. If that person repents and makes sincere tawbah, then Almighty Allah accepts it. But you will find 90%, 80% of them want to justify their deeds and actions. And then they invite the wrath, anger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you to South Africa and internationally, globally, with the news, views and interviews. We start on a very, very sad note, tragic note, and that is my cousin, my relative there in Burgersfort. Suleiman Tayyib was kidnapped last night or yesterday evening, and there in Burgersfort. He's no name according to us, you know, we all know him as Soliba. So make dua Allah Ta'ala brings him back safely, quickly, Ameen, to his family and unharmed. Obviously, there must be a ransom involved. Allah Jalla Wala protect all of us, and wherever we are, South Africa, Africa, anywhere in the world, always read Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah alone, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Now see the Israelis, how does grace they are getting? So the Israeli Minister of Science and Technology is supposed to deliver a talk there in Los Angeles a few days ago. They told him, cancel. We don't want to hear you. You get out from here. Now, this is apartheid terrorist Nazi regime Israel in America, their biggest friends. And this is humiliation they are getting there. Few months ago, Smotrich went, same thing happened to him. So this is the curse of Almighty Allah, not on the chosen people, but on the cursed nation. Can you believe this story? Iran, their delegation is here, foreign minister and others. Saudis, their foreign minister is here. And where they're meeting? They're meeting here in Cape Town. They came as the friends of the BRICS. You see, the BRICS, now all the foreign ministers are here. So Iran, Saudi ministers also came. And now on the sidelines, they had a big meeting yesterday between Iran and Saudis. Nawaz Sharif, another big chore, another big crook. He's not staying in Pakistan, he's staying there in the UK, in London. So he decided to go for coffee with his bodyguards. And the Pakistanis, they got wind of it, because wherever they go, he or his sons, then they humiliate them, disgrace them. And then they wanted to throw the coffee on him and attack him. But they couldn't come right. But remember, the 10 of them were there, the attackers. And the Nawaz Sharif, Bal Bajgay, he just got safe. But they damaged some of his car or whatever. So this happened yesterday there. And this Shahbaz Sharif, who is the prime minister there in Pakistan, is his younger brother. He takes all the tactics and all the strategy from the elder brother, Nawaz Sharif. If you understand Pakistan politics, two families destroyed Pakistan. The Bhutto family, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, Benazir Bhutto, and this, you must remember, Benazir's husband and so forth, Bilawar, you understand, his father and so forth. And the other family is the Sharif family, the Shahbaz Sharif and Maryam Sharif and Nawaz Sharif and all, whole lot crooks, simple terms, sab chor, remember that, destroyed it. Okay, next one, number four, Senegal, big problems there because the opposition leader has been imprisoned and sentenced, minimum 10-15 people dead. We're not 100% clear, but that's what's coming through the wires and so forth. So you see, this politics today is nothing to serve humanity and to serve the people. It's all to serve the family and to enrich themselves with millions and millions of dollars. China's minister told the U.S. Minister of Defense, you go to hell. I don't want to meet you. Well done, China. You must tell the Americans, we had enough of your nonsense and you don't try and bully us. So well done to Russia. Well done to China. So China told, let me know, we're not interested in meeting you. Now listen to this, you haramis, you jutlas, you cursed nation. You see, if you go to Masjidul Aqsa, let me explain to you, because you Muslims also are so naive, you know. So you must remember, if you go to Masjidul Aqsa, so where Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjidul Aqsa, he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mode of transport and means of conveyance was Buraq. Buraq's going at the speed of lightning, remember that. Then, when the Master alayhi salatu salam descended and had to perform the imamat and lead the prophets and messengers in prayer, the same Buraq, the Mubarak blessed Buraq, was fastened there. If you're facing Qibla, on the right hand side. So these jutlas, these haramis, we call it Jidarul Buraq. And they call it Al-Ha'itul Mabki, the wailing wall. And then they come there, shake, they shake. I went right down there. The Jews were cursing me and my wife, remember. So I asked that guard there, can I go down? He said, yeah, give you a passport, you can go. So I went right down there. So one jutli, you see, one jutli, listen to the story, you jutlas haramis. So one jutli goes, when she passed the checkpoint there, they have police, so she was fully dressed. And when she came there by the wailing wall, she took all her clothes off and she was lying there with the bikini. How's that story now? So, and all these rabbis also got woke up. You say, what's happening here? You understand, we're seeing a bikini show here. So can you believe that? Only haramis do that. Okay, BRICS, remember, want a new currency, and that is very good. You must kick out the dollar. It's time to de-dollarize. India, big problems there. You see, when you make zulm and you oppress the Muslims, the Christians and the Sikhs, so Allah ki lati be awaze. Then Allah punishes you in different ways. So now there was a train going towards Calcutta or wherever. So three trains crashed, you must remember yesterday. The minimum death toll currently is around 250, and it's going to increase and increase. There might be over 1,000 or more, you understand, injuries, but dead are already between 230 and 250. So we say, this is the punishment from Almighty Allah for oppressing, remember, so many millions of people there in India. Listen to the next story. The foreign minister, you know, they like to use fancy words as Americanos, as Yankees. State Secretary, you understand, Secretary of State. Blinken, Andrew Blinken, is going to Saudi Arabia. You know why he's going to Saudi Arabia? They say to discuss the Sudan peace treaty, all waste of time, nonsense talk. They're going there to discuss. They say, hey, you guys going nearer and nearer to the BRICS. And then you're going to leave America. No, we will give you this, we'll give you that, you see. Both sides haramis, MBS harami and Americans haramis. And remember, they're going to try and pressurize them. They must normalize ties with Israel. So that is the real agenda. But they make the Muslim ummah fools and idiots because they know that the ummah are a bunch of fools and these Arabs are idiots, you understand? Saudi Arabia, they want to celebrate independence with Israel in time to come. Bahrain is celebrating independence and that with Israel. UAE, Abu Dhabi and them. So you call these you Muslims, you call them pakka, murtads and traitors to Islam, remember. You Christians, listen carefully. I always told you, Pastor, you're following the wrong religion. There's no religion like Christianity today. Listen carefully. This is not by me. This is your news. So there is one state there in America. It's called Utah. What they call that state? You know, I've been to America twice, right? It's got 50 states, 50. And one state is called Utah, U-T-A-H. So they went to the libraries and they removed all the Bibles from there. They say these Bibles are not suitable for the library. You know why? Due to the sexual content and the violent content. Didn't I tell you so many a time, your Bible is full of pornography and you can't read it, every part and portion of the Bible to your children also, you will feel ashamed. Now there in a Western country, Nohal, you know Nohal, on top of it there in America, now they removed it. Too much sexual content and too much violence in the Bible. Now look at the haramis, the jutlas, murderers they are. You know, baby killers, killers of prophets and messengers. Therefore, forever they are cursed and forever they'll be punished till day of Qiyamah. And you can see most of the jutlas are cursed in the world. لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ يَمَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continue punishing them, the Jews, right till the day of justice and those women walahum and those who are supporting them. So they shot a Palestinian father and an infant, and then they apologized. Can you believe that? Innocent people, and now the father and son are fighting for their life. So if they, inshallah, Allah give them siha, afiyah. But let's say if they die, pass away, they can't lead a normal life. You think these haramis will ever give them compensation? Every day they're demolishing some Palestinians' home. Every day they're stealing more and more land. And you come tell me you're the chosen people? Hang your heads in shame when you jutlas. Then I will feel shy that to support such people, haramis. Russia's oil giants, remember, they're making a big deal with the oil. Remember that? They're reaping in the profits in the millions and billions and so forth. And see our South Africa. I told you of my brother Suleiman Tayyab Soliba, as we call him. Remember, kidnapped yesterday. Now in this week here, 1-2 days ago, one of the brothers here in Lens decided to go to the cemetery, Lanesia Cemetery, Avalon Cemetery, and he was shot. He's in hospital. Now we can't even go to our cemeteries alone. This is your new South Africa. And you telling me next year you must vote for ANC 2024. I mean, come off it. Everything is a disaster. Your water lights is a disaster. Your crime and your law and order is a disaster. You must remember, and they are. You know, There's a case against them. They have to pay 120, 102, I think, million or billion or whatever it is, rands against some other company. And the court passed that verdict. So you must just go there and write there, just put there how much the ANC has to pay, some Isuzulu or something like that. You know, these names are difficult for us. And you think they're going to pay them? They're more worried about the elections of next year. So total disaster, remember that. People can't go to the cemetery alone and you fear you'll get shot and so forth. Allah have mercy on us. Beautiful country, best country to live in. I don't speak of reward and sawab. I'm speaking of to live in. I travel so many countries with Allah's help. But these ANC, they destroyed this whole country. That is the truth. And if you can't see it, you must go to the mental hospital.
I see Sister Bridget. She says that why doesn't Mike Pence run for president to start?
So remember, he's disgraced because he was with through Trump. You must remember that. And then he and Trump had a big fallout. Trump said that the elections were stolen from him. And then Pence said, no, it was not so stolen. And you lost the elections. So therefore, you must remember, they're all tainted and so forth. Now that guy Biden, he can't even walk straight. You must remember that. He's tumbling and tripping and falling. But he wants to stand for elections. If they have elections today, Trump will win it by a landslide victory. Remember, that is their own survey and their own polls and so forth. So American politics, you know, it is dirty politics.
I see Jacko says, how come South Africa got so much worse under Nelson Mandela's policies? Jacko, who's that?
It's not one man's policy, it's ANC policy. So therefore, Jacko, who come as you live for her vote? So you must remember, use your vote responsibly. Not once in my life I have Quran in front of me. That did I vote for them. I'll never vote for them. I mean, you just had to see people who joined Communist Party and unions and all that. How can you ever vote for them? That beats me, you know. But anyway, we hope so some sanity prevails next year. I told you from day one in 94, vote for the opposition, and you need a very vibrant, strong opposition. And then you can speak of coalition and all these type of things. But they need your vote and so forth. So that is what you need in South Africa.
Sir, I want to know about Umrah for Hajj. This is my first Hajj and want to know what is the different types of Hajj. And is Umrah compulsory, Ustad?
Remember, my brother, my kitab you got, or whosoever kitab book you got, forget all the different types of Hajj and all that. You will be going first to Medina Munawwara with your agents. 99% of the South African agents take them first to Medina. That's good. We agree with that and we promote that. Then when you come from Medina to Makkah, you are going to perform Tamattu Hajj. You don't have to read anything about Qiran. You don't have to read anything of Ifrad because you can't manage it. You have to stay in Ihram all the time there, which obviously you can't manage. So you're going to perform Umrah. This is compulsory. So you make intention, I'm performing Umrah, and then you read your 2 rakat salat, you make intention, you read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and then when you reach Makkah, you make tawaf 7 times round the Kaaba, 2 rakat salat, Safa Marwa, you shave your hair, finish Umrah is done. You're back in your normal clothes, you can sleep with your wife, you can fulfill conjugal relationship, everything. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, mashallah, you will don the ihram again. Now you make intention for Hajj. And then the 6 days of Hajj. How many days intention you must make? 6 days. So 5 days is shortcut, 6 days is best. فَمَنْ تَأَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So if you go back after the 12th, it is fatwa. You stay on the 13th day. We always used to stay so many years with Allah's help. So I encourage thousands of people, so we used to encourage them to stay, many of them. And with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So that is taqwa and piety. So you got it, brother? 2 times you will wear the haram. Both is compulsory. First time for Umrah only. Second time for Hajj only. And remember, the Hajj you are performing is called tamattu. And slaughtering and sacrificing the animal is compulsory. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So the hadi is compulsory, what you call dhamme shukr. So normally that is included in your package as well.
Let's go to Irene. She says, hi, AK, it's Irene here. What kind of a man was Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? I'm having a debate with one or two colleagues at my work, and they're both Jews. Irene, Ustad.
You must tell them, Irene, that if you want from a Muslim perspective, he, the Master, alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. You see, if I tell you about our side, then they will say they don't believe in it. So go to non-Muslims. Go and see who was voted as the best leader for all time, all places. These are done by non-Muslims. Go and see what non-Muslims had to say about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and see. You just go and see what non-Muslim and thinkers and lawyers and all of them had to say. So that is sufficient. The problem with the Jutla and the Zionists and so forth, they know the truth, but they don't want to embrace it. Why? Quran says, Hasadam min indi anfusihim, because of jealousy and envy, they wanted the last prophet to be from the progeny of Isaac, peace be upon him, Abraham on top, peace be upon him, then Isaac and then Jacob, and then the prophets came from him, Moses and Jesus and David and Solomon and all everybody. But the last and final prophet and messenger came not from the progeny of Isaac, peace be upon him, but from the progeny of Ishmael, as you say. We say Ismail, they say Ishmael. There's no problem with that. So he, the prophet, peace be upon him, came from that progeny, and they said, now we will not accept. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. So when they recognized and saw the Prophet ﷺ, but they checked the genealogy, they checked the lineage, they said, no, we will not accept. So that is the main reason. And they are the murderers of prophets and messengers, remember. And Sister Irene, and you Muslims also, many Muslims make this mistake. And such a mistake leads a person straight out of the fold of Islam. No messenger prophet came with the Jewish religion. No prophet messenger came with the Christian religion or Hindu religion or some other religion. Every prophet messenger came only exclusively with Islam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam right to Jesus, peace be upon him, and obviously the last and final messenger is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So every prophet's message was about Islam. Islam meaning believe in monotheism, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, believe in all the prophets and messengers, and believe in life after death, there is a paradise, there is a hell, and so forth and so on. So that was the crux of the message of all the prophets and messengers. They all came for a certain time and a certain place. Then the final messenger came, and he is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, Irene, you said Prophet Muhammad, I said Prophet Muhammad. My father passed away, my mother passed away. What we will say? The late Ismail, the late Halima. For our father, mother, near and dear ones, they'll say they passed away 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. We never ever use the word late for the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Why? He's living in our hearts. He's living in billions of people's hearts. And remember, we believe the Master alayhi salam is even alive in his grave, Mubarak, honorable grave. So sister, Sirajam Munira. The sun is called Siraj, a lamp and a lantern. But the Prophet Muhammad is called Siraj al-Munira. The radiance and the effulgence of the messenger and his message is still spreading today. Therefore, Sister Irene wakes up so early to listen to our news, views and interviews. What you say, Sister Irene?
Subhanallah, she says, thank you so much, AK. Beautiful answer, Ustaz, beautiful. Somebody says here, is a new listener, Tim. says, was Israel right to deport Catherine Frank? Because she supports BDS. Ustad,
so you must remember that Israel got its own laws. And so the most resolutions of United Nations have been passed against them. But they don't bother, because when the world wants to take action against them, then Uncle Sam comes and so forth. And then remember, vetoes and so forth. So therefore, Israel, the BDS movement, is 100% right. You must remember. I ask you, Tim, when South Africa had apartheid, right? So you know, you had Foster and you had Verhoerd and you had Botha and you had de Klerk and who and who and who in the zoo. So what the West did, they said sanctions. They said, no, you can't play sport. I remember Hassan Hawa's words, it still rings in my ears. He said, no normal sport in an abnormal society. That was his famous line. No normal sport in an abnormal society. Now you see, Israel, the biggest apartheid Nazi regime today in the world is Israel. They steal every day the land of Palestinians. They murder Palestinians. They incarcerate 2,000 Palestinian children. It's all in the Haaretz newspaper. Now they're stealing Homesh and they're telling the settlers to go stay. Palestinian land, and you say, but where's the actions? Where's the sanctions and all that? They go play soccer. They participate in Olympics. They participate here and there. So they're haramis. And everyone, remember, who supports BDS is doing right. But you will find your Western governments, the whiteys, some European governments, some Americans, some this, they'll say, no, if you speak of BDS, then we will take action against you. So what happened to your human rights? What happened to your democracy? All that. So this is the white man's agenda, you must remember, white hegemony. And we're going to break that. And it's already breaking, you must remember. The white man cannot rule the world. We had enough of their nonsense.
One more, sir, one more. I've got Brother Henry. He says, I like your news, views, and interviews. So tell me, why does an 18-year-old niece of Queen Elizabeth work as a cashier for only 8 an hour? Ustad.
So you must remember that, don't you know, my brother, that when you speak of the monarchy, so you must go read, go write this down, because it's a difficult name for you. Go read Shashi, S-H-A-S-H-I, S-H-A-S-H-I, Shashi Tharoor, T-H-A-R-O-O-R, Shashi Tharoor. He is one of the leaders of the Congress Party there in India. And just go put there Shashi Tharoor and British rule, British colonization in India. Therefore, he used the Urdu Hindi term, and that is Chor Bazaar. That when they were ruling, colonizing all these countries, South Africa, India, West Indies, Iran, and all that, how much they stole, millions and billions and so forth. From South Africa, who stole the Kohinoor? Now when you have the king there, Charles, and his chameleon, CNC, so, and they're putting that crown. Do you know the Kohinoor was there also, which they stole from South Africa? Do you know what they stole from India and so forth? So that they use and so forth. So that wealth is not filtering down. You see yesterday's newspaper, that Laitiki of Diana, because they don't know whether it's Charles' son or not. Now Charles wants to fix him up. Oh, Harry. Now, Harry also didn't marry a proper white. So now they want to remove the security and everything from him. And yesterday the talks came, maybe, oh, Harry is going to divorce her also. You see, because they say it's not Charles' son, Dad. It is the horse rider's son. Yeah. He was busy riding something else, my brother. So you got the story now. So that's what happens there. Go read Shashi Tharoor and go read his books. Go read his, listen to his lectures and go read about Diana and the horse rider. You'll find a lot of horses.
This is long, Ustad. Henry. Henry.
Henry, you must read about Harry. So you must remember that. Right, today 7 to 9, inshallah, is Brother Shafaat. And 6 to 8 will be, inshallah, Suleiman Esop with the Narat Ki Nat. Nat Ki Rat, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.